My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day on a Friday morning to tune in. Yep, another week in the books. Unbelievable. Bringing you really good information today, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to stick out throughout the show. You know, learning the ins and outs about your health and nutrition, it's getting to be more and more important. If you read anything in the media today about health and what's happening and epidemics and the state of health in America, it's pretty scary. The thing about it is most of the things we're being diagnosed with today, most of the problems that we are incurring and starting to be experiencing every single day in all age brackets are brought on by our choices. The foods we eat, the activities we do or don't do, the habits we have and don't have, the amount of sleep we're getting or not getting, how we deal with our stress, how we deal with all the negativity in our life, whether it's home or work or somewhere in between, real or imagined, it doesn't matter. It puts wear and tear on the body. These are all things that we can directly control. So can we personally change the state of health in this country? Of course. We start with ourselves and we look at the things that are causing the most problem and we try to adjust. We try to make healthier choices and we take information that we get and we make sure that it's true to form good information. We ask questions and then we formulate something that we know will work for us. When people ask me all the time, well, I just don't know what to do about my activity and things like that, pick something that you know that you will do and not just talk yourself out of every day. And what about my diet? Well, you know, ask enough questions, you know, kind of work a way of eating that works for you, that you're still satisfied, but at the same time, it's healthier for the body. And your supplements, well, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store for that. They're going to make sure that you have the information you need, that your questions are answered, that you're up to date on all the relevant situations. And they're going to make sure that you're choosing wisely because sometimes we run with just a little bit of information. We also have a tendency sometimes to compare our very beginnings of getting healthy with our friends or people that we know who've been doing it for a while, and they may start it out really rough, but at this point in time, they're making great progress. So somewhere in our mind, that little thing clicks that tells us that we should feel exactly the same as they're doing. Never compare your beginning to anybody's middle. The contest is between you and you alone. Your journey is based on you and your lifestyle, what you've done, what you haven't done, and everything from genetics to habits. And patience is one of the biggest things when you're making a change. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. They're in their fourth decade. They have the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, awesome prices, and the best of the best every day. That's why I send you there, because I know that when you work with them, either at the beginning, in the middle, or to hold on to your great results, they're going to make sure that you're successful. And I think that's a great thing. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase in the store, and then read those articles on the homepage. They are ever-changing and awesome, and they add to that information, you know, little lifeline that we're looking and trying to achieve. So we have the information that's relevant to today, the things that are important for us to know. And stay in touch with them every day. Like them on Facebook, and you'll be connected to Stay Healthy every single day. Well, this is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm so happy that you stopped by today, because I think that any bit of information we can get, anything that's going to give us a better chance of making a healthier decision, is good information. Well, today, Bruce Topping's back with us. Bruce is a national educator and for Garden of Life. You've heard him so many times. We get the pleasure to talk with him twice a month. He's been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life, managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He is a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms with an amazing passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a very highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life, and he is Garden of Life's probiotics and enzyme expert. He's currently authoring his own book on digestive health and is a popular guest on several radio shows, but we get him twice a month, so we're the luckiest, so that's cool. Help me introduce my friend, my great guest, Bruce Topping. Hey there, buddy.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for being here. It's always great to have you here.
Yeah, I loved your opening. I was thinking about the study I just read yesterday about how long an average visit with your doctor lasts. There was just a big study came out last year, and I was reviewing it. And they said that, you know, the doctors, and they're hardworking. I mean, these doctors nowadays have like 2,000 people on their roster, maybe 2,500 in some of these facilities. And so the average they found in the study was 10 to 12 minutes. That's how long the average visit with a primary care provider in the United States lasts today. And the most shocking thing was that the average amount of time that a patient gets to talk to their doctor before they're interrupted in one of these appointments came out to be about 12 seconds.
That was the average.
So I think about what we're doing at Stay Healthy Health Foods, what we're doing at Garden of Life, and how we're talking about diet and lifestyle, and we're trying to get people not to price shop their food and, you know, try to do all these lifestyle modifications to live better and get healthy and stay healthy, you know, your whole mantra. And I think as I read this morning, I was like, wow, we just can't rely on your primary care doctor, not because he's a bad guy or is a fool, but because our system is just kind of broken. We don't have the resources to care for all these people who are living on really unhealthy diets and really bad lifestyles. And so I just think that our message is really getting more important than ever. It just really is.
You know, one of the things that I think I like more than anything else, and this is just a little tip that I tell people, is, you know, when you have upcoming doctor's appointments or just on a regular basis, you know, keep a pad of paper on your counter in your kitchen. And when you think of a question that's really important, write it down. Because what ends up happening is we get to the doctor and we have all these things in our mind that we want to say, and the appointment ends up getting so rushed that you leave and you asked absolutely nothing, you know. But if you have that pad of paper, you can whip those questions off real quick, get an answer, because you know what it's like to try to call an hour later and talk to the doctor. No, he's back in appointments and it may or may not happen. So, you know, if you're thinking about something that's really important, write it down and then take that list with you. Another thing that's really important is when you're sitting at the computer sometime, type up all your vitamins, type up all your medications, type up the dosages, how many you take per day, and always have it, save it on the computer so you can change and modify it, you know, and bring a couple copies with you, have a couple copies in your glove box. So if you have to go to a new doctor, rather than sitting there and pondering the clipboard in the waiting room where people are coughing and choking all over you, you know, and you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, I can't even remember what I take, you could just attach it to the clipboard and say, this is what I use, and they'll automatically have it in your file, and that's one less thing to remember.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also was fascinated. I guess this was about a year and a half ago. They were doing a huge study based on survivability, like how long people live in all these different hospitals around the world. And one of the striking findings was actually that people lived longer when they were treated by a female doctor. And it held true no matter, even after they controlled for all these different factors. And I think it has to do with bedside manner. And I wanted to make the case that when we're going to the doctor and spending 12 seconds, and when we're, you know, not even bringing our notepads in and it's just all going by so quickly, we may not be getting the kind of bedside manner. There's a lot that happens in health that isn't just about administering a pill or a drug. A lot of it is kind of these changes of creating an expectation in your mind and understanding what's going on in your body and being able to visualize it and have strategies that have been observed to work. And one of the things a doctor does is tell you in a confident way and give you their knowledge. And I think that's what you guys do at Stay Healthy. You know, when I go to my mom's stores, and I've done this for many years, and I talk to people about their health, it can make a huge difference just without even them swallowing any pills or changing their diets or exercising more. Sometimes it's just the fact that they've spoken to people and they have a greater understanding of what's going on in their body, and maybe we've created better confidence. And I've just been thinking about that this morning as I listened to you talk about how important it is to start engaging with our local health food stores and really engaging with our local farmers markets and trying to find out what better food is available. And often the main place to do that is at your local health food store.
I think I agree with that. You know, and I know today we're going to talk about a topic that's pretty near and dear to your heart, which is probiotics, which you I know you feel is a complete division on its own and has grown into this absolutely incredible thing. And I agree with you 100%. And I remember almost 40 years ago when I saw that first bottle of Acidophilus on a shelf that had the word million on it, you know, and I've told the story a million times, but it was just like, I remember the first one was like 50 million, like these little amazing little biological bacteria that were in here. And I said, wow, this says million. I can't believe it. It's got a million of something in it. And it wasn't soon a few years later that the word billion was starting to be used. And, you know, we've gone through, you know, our ups and downs, when to take it, when not to take it. We used to think not to take it with an antibiotic. Now today, antibiotics are so stripping and resistant to disease and mutating bacteria and virals in our body that we need to have it all the time. But I think one of the biggest things that has changed is how we do not have to 100% use the refrigerator anymore. Yeah. And I think that shelf-stable probiotics, you know, and I was talking with Marge yesterday. She said, you know, Bruce should really talk about, you know, how are the shelf-stable ones made? How are they different? How do they compare to other shelf-stable? And why does Garden of Life, you know, why did they come out, you know, with a line of shelf-stable? Maybe convenience? I mean, where do we go with this?
Yeah, it's really about compliance. I'll just say that probiotics, one of the main problems we run into is that people fail to take it. I mean, it's not always easy to take a bottle of pills home and put it on the counter and then take those every day. You might be good for a week or so. But with probiotics, the trouble is that they're out of sight. You keep them in the fridge. You know, they have to be maintained cold. Mm-hmm. And it's not that heat kills them. I always want to address this misconception that people think that heat will destroy these bacteria. Heat does not kill them. Heat actually wakes them up. It's quite the opposite. Heat makes them consume more fuel. It actually speeds up their life cycle. Like, you know, things move faster when it's hot. And that includes the rate at which these bacteria eat fuel. They eat all their food, and there's not infinite food sitting there in a capsule shell, right? There's a limited amount of resources for these bacteria to eat. So we keep them cold, traditionally, to keep the cells from becoming prematurely active. We don't want our probiotics becoming active until they go into your body. That's when they reach the temperature and moisture that activates them and makes them make all those acids and enzymes and vitamins and all that wonderful stuff. So that's been the deal for a very long time, is ways of keeping these bacteria from becoming prematurely active. And the best way for a long time now, the best way everyone has been doing it, has been to make them in the fridge, to make the product and refrigerate them or ship them cold like we do, or even, you know, when we're blending and encapsulating, always humidity controlled and temperature controlled. But now we have learned that so many people fail to take the probiotic regularly, and we really want to increase compliance. We want it to be easy. We want to be able to put it in your book bag, in your locker, on your desk, right on your countertop. You know, I travel with it in my suitcase every week, and it becomes a problem to have to require refrigeration. That was really, I would say, the main answer to why. It's simply that we want better accessibility and better kind of ritual compliance, where people are doing it on a routine, it's easy for them, and they don't fail to take it three times a week or four times a week. Because then if you don't just get those probiotics into your intestine, they don't do anything, of course. You know, you have to actually swallow the pill to get any benefit, or eat the probiotic food, as it were. But since most people aren't going to eat any cultured food, we're trying to make pills that bridge the gap with traditional fermented diets where you had all those probiotics coming from food. So that's really it, Jeff. I'll say that that's the main reason we've been investing so heavily in all this technology, has been to improve compliance. And frankly, a lot of what was out there in the past, you know, if you bought shelf-stable probiotics 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't a very good track record. The technology wasn't reliable. They were using blister trays for the most part. It was little pill packs where you pop them out, a little plastic tray. That does help. It's better than just having a bottle, a regular plastic or glass bottle. But it still would often lead to poor label claims where it would not, they would test the product. Some lab would buy it off the shelf and test it. And the label would claim a certain number of cells, maybe 5 or 10 billion. And it was fairly common back then, 10 years ago, to read those reports and find out that, oh, no, it didn't even come close. You know, the company claimed 10 billion and it had, you know, 1 billion or even less sometimes. So that was really it. We wanted to improve the technology, invest in better strategies, and really help compliance and make it easy for people to take their probiotics every day and make it convenient.
You know, the thing is, when I was now I'm out in the, I'm traveling again, but I mean, there was a time when I traveled many years ago, over 10 years ago, and I remember that I would take my refrigerated with me, and as soon as I got to the hotel, I would take the ice bucket, go down the hall, get ice, and stick my probiotic on the ice, if they didn't have a refrigerator, and then change the ice every day, and then right before I was ready to leave the hotel, then I would put it in my suitcase last, you know, and then take it with me and chill it down as soon as I got home. And then I decided to try some of the shelf-stable that were there, like you just mentioned, some of the very beginning ones, and I never felt that they gave me what I needed. I always felt that I was slighting myself, and I used to probably double and triple the doses just thinking that there's no way this is giving me what my other one did. But, you know, today, you know, when I use products from Garden of Life, and I love your probiotics, I use both refrigerated and shelf-stable, I feel exactly the same with both. And to me, I think that that's very important, especially if you're used to feeling a certain way and there's no break in, you know, the transition of your health on a daily basis, or you're not compromising. It's like, well, I'm on the road for 4 days, I'll use this, you know, 50% product while I'm gone. You don't have to worry about that anymore. And I think that that's a really good thing. I'm really glad that you came out with Shelf Stable, because every time I'm at Stay Healthy, you know, when they'll walk in and they'll talk probiotics, they'll ask them, do you prefer something refrigerated or something shelf stable? And they can comfortably say that now because of your line. They couldn't really comfortably say it before.
Well, it used to be that the potencies maxed out at around 10 billion on the shelf stable category. Uh-huh, uh-huh. You know, that you'd walk over to that shelf and look at what they had for the shelf stable ones. And it was fairly weak. There just wasn't the really heavy hitters that were available in that market. And it's the better technology. I mean, if you look at what we're doing at Garden of Life, we are buying technology that came from glucose sensors. This is actually the same packaging that glucose sensors are sold in. And of course, what glucose sensors are those little strips that diabetics use to test their bloodstream, to assess how much blood sugar is in their blood at that moment. Well, those sticks are sensitive to moisture. And so what the pharmaceutical companies have done is they've spent millions of dollars developing these little vaults, these little bottles that are a very special housing. And what's so special is that it has a polymer in there that absorbs water vapor and moisture in such a way that it will basically turn that little vault into Death Valley, where there's so little moisture in there that there's just no humidity in the air. The humidity drops to, you know, 5 to 10%. And that means that we can put bacteria in there, which will really slow down their life cycle. You know, when they're that dry, they're not metabolizing fuel at any very appreciable or quick rate. They're going very slow. They're almost dormant asleep. So that's the whole game. We're keeping them from becoming prematurely active using new technology that came from the glucose sensor research pool. And frankly, we had never seen anything like it. When we tested these new desiccant shelf-stable bottles, they just blew the doors off of all the high-density plastics and the glass bottle tests. And we had done a lot of testing before that. We had seen all the different rates of decline for different bacteria at different humidity ranges, different temperatures. But when we tested the new CFP bottles, that's the brand, we were just blown away. I mean, it frankly was like more than twice as good as anything we had ever tested in our lab. And that's why we invested with both feet. We jumped in and started calling that company every day, trying to get more of those bottles. And that's what has happened. It has worked. We are seeing a lot more people that are taking shelf-stable probiotics and still maintaining the same benefits that they got with the glass bottles in the cooler. And as you pointed out, Jeff, that used to be an issue where people would take a probiotic and notice all these benefits. They'd feel it. Their bowels would improve. Maybe their skin. All these things would change for the better. And then they would go on a shelf-stable probiotic, and it was like, they felt like they were taking nothing at all. There was almost no continued benefit, or maybe a muted, much reduced benefit from the shelf-stable. We wanted to change that and make it better, and I think we have. I think the new shelf-stable technology really works. And in fact, our best-selling one of our doctor-formulated probiotic line, you know, the whole suite of products, the best-selling one is actually the shelf-stable called Women's Once Daily. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just, to me, is a testament for how many people are continually repeat purchasing it every month because they know it really works for them, and they know it's very convenient to take with them on the road or in their book bag or in their purse.
You know, the one thing that I've always enjoyed about a quality probiotic is if you are in tune with your body and you know that you're going through some trials and tribulations, some stress, some craziness, some imbalances, some things that are just not feeling right, you can take more if you want to. And, you know, I use most of the time, I use the raw men's probiotics, the older man one. Oh, I hate saying that. You know, and I usually will try to do one or two a day, but there's times when I'll take four, you know, just because I've eaten something or, you know, I stress out in my gut for some reason. I'm thinking to myself, oh man, this is, I don't like what's happening. And I'll take an extra double dose at night. And the next morning I feel great. And I think to myself, I like the flexibility of being able to do that without having to ask myself or my doctor or anybody else if I can do it. I just can, because it's such a good bacteria. It's such a good addition to my digestive tract. And it may just, you know, do some good things along the way that I wasn't planning on.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. The dosage range has gone crazy. I mean, I just want to say there are now dosages that are in the kind of pharmaceutical landscape that are above a trillion per serving. I mean, those are not a typical range for somebody just walking in the door who's already healthy. But I just want to say that, boy, the whole clinical track record of probiotics has exploded. And now there's studies on premature infants using kind of big doses, and studies on, you know, people with major immunocompromisation where their immune system is toast, it's beaten up, it's really flatlined, and they're still giving them huge doses of probiotics and sometimes seeing really incredible changes. I mean, it's really, it's all over the map, and I'll agree with you that for me, I travel just like you. I travel a lot. And there's times when I eat at the airport or I eat at some weird restaurant that it just doesn't agree with me, or I know that I've eaten something that probably has some microbiological contaminants in there, some E. coli or staph or something. And that's really where I feel like probiotics are one of my secret weapons. I generally don't have a lot of digestive distress in my life, and I credit that to being so into digestive health and taking lots of herbs and enzymes and especially probiotics. They really do a great job of kind of fortifying and steeling your system so that you're just more impervious to all the changes, especially when you're traveling. Because I don't want to end up with traveler's diarrhea. I don't want to end up with food poisoning or something like that. And this is really where probiotics, I'd say, have the best track record. They really hold down the fort.
You know, one of the things that I have learned over the years is that, you know, we just need to listen to our bodies more. And I think that is really, really important. And, you know, I don't think that we do. I think that we sometimes we just kind of, you know, go with the flow and we forget that we are in the driver's seat of our health, which means if we're doing all the bad things, we have to change them. If we have all the bad habits, we have to change them. If we're eating all the wrong foods, we have to change that too. And if we're not getting to bed early to get a good night's rest, and we're not drinking enough water, we're not moving enough, these are all things that we are doing. And I think sooner or later, we all have those aha moments when we think to ourselves, I've got to make some changes here. I am directly responsible for causing the way I feel. But they don't come soon enough. They're coming sooner, but, you know, maybe eventually they'll come a little bit sooner. But, you know, everybody has to have their own aha moment. Nobody can take you there and say, sit down, it's coming. No, you just have to feel it. It's going to knock you off your feet, or you've got to be brushing your teeth in the morning and you lean forward and you look at the mirror and you think to yourself, oi, how did I get here?
That's well put, Jeff. I think that often those huge paradigm shifts tend to occur after some kind of crisis, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you don't typically see people just wake up one day and decide to get healthy. It's often after they've been sick, or they may have lost a loved one or had some kind of horrible trauma. And that's when they think, you know what, I'm going to get serious. And I think that's inspiring. I lately, just recently, have seen some incredible health transformations, people that have lost, you know, over 50 pounds, people that have kind of conquered chronic skin ailments that they've been battling for years. Lately, I've just been hearing a lot of really good stories of people that are sort of conquering illnesses and restoring their lives. And I'll say that often it was after some crisis or some huge ordeal that made them reassess their entire kind of daily flow and their daily habits and rituals. And that is so inspiring. I just want to say I love it when I'm at my seminar and I finish and somebody comes up to me and tells me about maybe last year's seminar and one little tidbit of information, and they made a few changes. They're eating more of that food and less of this other one. And it's just wonderful. It's really, I think, what keeps us all in this industry, that why Stay Healthy has been around for 40 years. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of it is because we have these armies of testimonials, these, you know, file folders full of case reports type of stuff, where just seeing the results, it's incredible.
We're talking with Bruce Topping today. We're talking about Garden of Life. We've been talking about probiotics. We'll talk a little bit more about that right after the break. And we might even dabble a little bit in some of the new essential oils that are available at Stay Healthy. So remember, there are coupons available on all of the probiotics. Always ask for your Garden of Life coupons. If they're available, they'll gladly hand them over. And you can use them on the sale price as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my educator extraordinaire, Mr. Bruce Topping. Don't go away.
Vitamin Goat is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Goat utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food created nutrients, and typically they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Goat ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Goat formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Goat from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, raw probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
A All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Make the experience just amazing when you're trying to get healthy. They're there with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and they have the best quality products to choose from and awesome prices every day. It is a great full-service experience, and at the same time, how about feeling good about getting healthy? Not confused, not frustrated, not wondering if the information you got is right, or trying to tiptoe through the misinformation because it just sounded way too good to be true. That's not the way it works at Stay Healthy. You'll leave there with great peace of mind, and I think you're going to be very, very pleased at the great success, having such a great backup system of wonderful people to work with. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're talking with Bruce Topping. We're talking about Garden of Life. We've been talking about probiotics, and I think that it's nice for people to know that they can feel comfortable getting something out of the refrigerator or off the shelf and still have consistency of quality, which is on the label, and feel good with it all the way through the product, Bruce.
Yeah, it's so important. We got to make sure that we're delivering these cells in a real high cell count. I mean, I think there was a long period of time where it was all so weak. I mean, I think it hurt the whole reputation of probiotics because a lot of people were buying pills that had, you know, like you were saying at the top of the hour here, you know, millions. They were. I saw one the other day that said 50 million, and that wasn't 25 years ago. That was 2 weeks ago. So it's still out there, and it does a lot of damage. I mean, I always say that what if we started selling aspirin in dosage levels that were absurdly small? Like, people would take aspirin and they would get no benefit. And it's not because the aspirin doesn't work. It's because they would be taking such a subclinical dose that it wouldn't actually achieve any results. And I think that's what happened a lot, especially in the early days of the probiotic channel. And I think, unfortunately, it's kind of still happening out there. But when you buy Garden of Life, you're going to get 50 billion cells or up to 400 billion. I mean, these are the kinds of potencies that we really need. I firmly believe that's what we need in order to real results in our body.
You know, when I was talking to Marge yesterday, we were talking a little bit about essential oils. How is your essential oil division going? I'm curious.
It's blowing up, Jeff. I mean, I'm actually surprised. I got to admit that I was one of the people who, when we were having our meetings about launching essential oils, I was kind of one of the people who was maybe a little on the fence. I was kind of like, well, essential oils are really cool and I really like them, but I don't know. There seems like there's already so many essential oils out there, and there doesn't seem to be as much science on them as I wanted. And there's a few people on the team that have just kind of taken me under their wing and sent me a whole stack of studies on essential oils. And I've had the last few months to kind of review a bunch of these papers. And I got to admit, my mind has been changed in a big way. Essential oils are not just woo, bogus medicine that's all about placebos and good-smelling perfumes. Essential oils have really intense chemistry. I mean, there's an amazing amount of phenolic molecules that are very packed, very densely into these oils. Technically, they're not even an oil. They're really just massive concentrations of volatile compounds. Volatile just means really light, very low molecular weight that can be carried through evaporation. And each little vial of these little bottles of oil, I mean, it's like 10 to 50 pounds of fresh plant, you know, in terms of like how many flowers of lavender or geranium goes into a little vial. I mean, they actually measure lavender, for example. They measure it by the acre. It's 1 acre of flowers. Gives you about 20 pounds, maybe up to 40, depending on the season and batch. I mean, that's just 40 pounds of oil is the most you'd ever get from a whole acre of flowers. So, there's a lot of intense chemistry in there. And right now, there's a lot of science, very interesting stuff about how it works with our microbiome, how it may help with certain skin things, they're looking at it for agriculture. There's some pretty exciting research coming out looking at these essential oils and teasing out some of the chemistry from these oils, from these plants, and using them in lieu of synthetic fungicides and insecticides, which is amazing. I mean, that would be a huge win for farming and human health if we could get off of these really toxic nerve poisons and get onto essential oil chemistry from made from desert plants and other, you know, organic plants. That would be amazing.
You know, I think as we learn more and more about essential oils, it becomes a, you know, it's almost something that we really want to just look at a little bit differently, because I remember when I was going back to school, I mean, of course I knew about essential oils, and, you know, I was going back to school and all of a sudden we had to study so many of these other things. I kept thinking to myself, wow, there really is a lot more applicable things that are here. And, you know, and I really started studying. I thought to myself, wow. And I become, you know, very, very big on the recommendation of these essential oils. I was at Stay Healthy last night, and with the barometric pressure we're having here, like out of nowhere, I mean, every day we have alerts for rain. Half the time it doesn't do it. It's just the pressure in the air. And I was just starting to get a really bad headache. And I was there, and I remembered, I went over and I went to the Garden of Life section, and they have testers that are there. And I just took a couple big smells of the rosemary, because I remember reading a really good article on rosemary and headaches. And I went ahead and took a couple big, and it was like in no time at all, my headache was gone. And I kept thinking to myself, you know, you forget about those things. And, you know, and I was looking and I saw that they have these starter kits there. And what was the idea of a starter kit of essential oils, like the most popular?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are so new to this, Jeff. I know you and me, it's kind of, we're old hands and it seems so basic. But a lot of people really are just getting into this world. They've never really taken essential oils. It's not something they're all that knowledgeable about necessarily. They don't want to buy a whole repertoire. You know, that can get expensive. So we wanted to give them a good option to get them started with essential oils that, you know, we think pretty much every home should have. You know, every home should have a bottle of lavender in their medicine cabinet. Every home should have a bottle of, you know, tea tree. There's a few that are just, you just got to have. You know, lemon oil is one of those that people really love. So we wanted to put together a nice little kit, a little starter pack to kind of get people in the door, get them started, help them kind of find what they would like the best. So, you know, things like tea tree, lemon, peppermint, and lavender, those are the four. And those are some of the most basic. I mean, if you don't have a bottle of tea tree oil in your house, what are you thinking? I mean, it's one of the best topical antiseptics, you know, all kinds of cuts and bites and wounds and stings and rashes and cuts. It really does work to help dry out the skin and improve wound healing, for example. And that's just one of them. So we wanted, you know, to give you the four most popular essential oils and make them on a really smoking good deal, because we really do want people to try this out, and then offer a free diffuser, a little device that can actually pump these aromatic compounds through steam into the air, you know, a little steam diffuser that will make your house smell amazing, or your bathroom, or wherever you happen to put it. There's even car diffusers for people that want their car to smell really good. And it's not just about the smell. I mean, what we're learning about essential oils, I used to think it was just perfume and made it smell great. But actually, there's now a lot of animal studies where they expose, you know, mice or rats or dogs or guinea pigs or whatever, and they expose them to different scents. Like, they might have them in an environment where they're smelling orange oil and lemon oil or lavender or rose. And what they actually measure in some of these studies is the stress hormones, you know, things like corticosterone level in their bloodstream, which is an adrenal hormone that's made in response to stress. Mm-hmm. And they find that after about 2 weeks of exposing animals and humans to these essential oils, it actually does make measurable changes that we can detect on their central nervous system in terms of stress hormones or even functional MRI brainwave patterns. So essential oils are not just about the smell. And we wanted to put together a kit to get people indoor for the most economical way and most convenient way that also supports organic farming all over the world. That was our mission.
You know, I posted something on my Dr. Jeffrey Burke Facebook page yesterday, and I thought it was kind of important. You know, I read a lot of people are, you know, living in more damp areas, and they've got problems with ants and spiders in their house. And although I'm a big believer in the diffusers, I told people on there, and I said, if you put a little bowl of powdered cinnamon in your pantries, it usually keeps spiders away. But one of the best things to do is to take cotton balls and put a few drops of peppermint on there and put them in cabinets and put them in the pantry. And spiders and ants hate peppermint, you know, so it's really, really good to do that. And well, you find those areas, and you know, rather than just nuking everything with chemicals, you know, if you just put some peppermint on a little bitty cotton ball and put it around windows or put it in the places, you know, where you see the ants coming in or on the countertop, like behind the toaster and things like that, they're perfectly 100% safe. They make the room smell incredible, and the spiders and the ants hate them. So, you know, that's something we can do, another natural thing we can do.
Yeah, I did the same with my garage in a spray. I actually just took a bunch of the peppermint essential oil and put it in a spritzer bottle just with water. And it wasn't even that high of a concentration. It smelled mildly minty. And I spritzed it all around the garage. I have one part of my garage where it's like a spider zone. I don't know what they love over there. But it totally worked, Jeff. You're exactly right. I'm glad you're bringing that up. And on the insect front, I want to mention chiggers. They're like the worst thing ever in Missouri. If you've ever been hiking in the Midwest, some years they're not bad, but this year they have been intense. And chiggers are like, they're basically a type of mite. And they crawl up and they burrow. They make a little puncture wound in your skin that itches just maddeningly. And it lasts like 10 days. I mean, it's just brutal. And this year, somebody told me to try geranium oil. And it has, they told me it's really effective for ticks. And I found that to be true. But the effect on chiggers for this particular year, this season, it was a godsend. I have to admit the geranium oil is one of my favorites. I'd say lemongrass and geranium are the two that I use the most. But, yeah, you're right, Jeff. Peppermint and spiders or other types of certain insects, it is a great bug repellent. And you don't have to use all these, like you put it, really toxic, harsh chemicals that might accumulate and bind up in our tissue for many years. Let's just use organic plant oils. So much cleaner and healthier.
Now, those starter packs, I want to remind everybody, they're around $50 for the starter pack. Stay Healthy has them on sale for $32.99, and you get a free diffuser to go along with it to use in the house to kind of, you know, push it out into the air. So that's a really, really good deal. I have a question for you. When and if do they not, essential oils from Garden of Life become edible?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, this is a controversy. So the edible essential oil thing is really mostly about the safety of the oil itself. It's not about contaminants. You know, these are, at Garden of Life, we only use 100% pure, no blends. There's no carrier oils. It's been tested very rigorously, actually multiple stages of testing, both chromatography and infrared and chirality tests and organoleptics. So we can tell you that it is absolutely pure, that there's no other molecules added, that the phenolic structures, the ranges of each polyphenol is within the spec of what you'd expect from all the other labs testing it. So yeah, we can tell you it's pure, but that's just it. These are so concentrated that in general, we do not recommend that anybody just go off and watch a YouTube video and start eating essential oils, because they can actually hurt your microbiome, kind of like an antibiotic. It can really kill certain good guy strains, probiotic strains in your intestine. So that's one problem. The other big issue is that it can be actually pretty hard on your liver, hard on your stomach. We generally don't feel like anybody needs to eat essential oils unless they're working with a practitioner who really knows what they're doing. And I would say even then, it's generally often just not necessary, because the two ways we recommend that you use our essential oils, one is through inhalation, like the diffuser, where you pump the oils out into the room and it diffuses, and basically you'll breathe in those molecules through your lungs, and you'll put those phenolics into your bloodstream that way. You don't need to eat them. You'll still get it in your blood. The other way is to topically apply it through the skin. Usually you'll dilute it into some kind of carrier oil. Most of the time you don't put essential oils right on your skin. They can be kind of irritating. But there are exceptions. Tea tree oil and lavender, go ahead, knock yourself out, put it right on your skin. It won't hurt you. But for most essential oils, you want to dilute them into a carrier and rub it onto your skin. And I want to point out that that will also put these molecules into your bloodstream. So either way, we will have physiological effects. We can measure the stuff in your blood. We don't need to be eating it and going through the oral digestive pathway, because that can be problematic. I will say that there are times when it's really a good idea to do that, but that shouldn't be done just with somebody on their own. That should be done under the care of somebody who's extremely well-trained. And so we don't label them for food usage. They are pure enough. There's nothing ever been sold in the industry that's more pure than the Garden of Life essential oils from Europe. But in that sense, we definitely think that essential oils, as a general rule, no matter what brand, shouldn't be consumed by anybody unless they really are under that care and guidance of somebody who's really has studied this and can maybe even do certain testing and follow-ups to make sure that they're doing it right, the right dosage.
Okay. No, thank you for clarifying that. You know, and I think sometimes, you know, a little bit of information out there is probably one of the worst things that we have, because it, you know, sometimes we hear what we want to hear, and sometimes we hear a bit and piece and we run with it, and we're all guilty. you know, mm-hmm. and today we're always reaching out for the thing that sounds the best, the fastest, the most effective. And sometimes, you know, we're looking for a magic wand where we don't have to do any real work. We have somebody doing all the work for us. So, you know, that's just human nature. And we have to remember that, make sure that you're asking the right questions of the right people to get the right answers for the right situation.
Yeah. Well, I want to put a plug in to make sure people don't price shop their essential oils. I see this a lot. I've seen them at mass market stores. You know, I think essential oils are kind of crossing into the mainstream finally. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to see them in more kind of mass market environments, you know, where it's not necessarily at a store like Stay Healthy, where you have experts that are steeped in it and know about it and have been to trainings and have read all the literature. No, no, this is like at a big box retail store where they're just selling it based on price. And I want to tell people that this is one area you don't want to price shop. You don't want to buy the cheapest essential oil you can find. And I would urge anybody listening to always strive to purchase organic essential oils. And I would say the same with herbs, but especially essential oils, because they're so concentrated. I mean, each little vial represents like 10 or 15 pounds of plant material. And that's a huge amount. So if you're, you know, selling a whole shelf of these oils, that represents a massive amount of acreage, a massive amount of topsoil that was exposed to chemicals and fertilizers, unless you buy organic. And at Garden of Life, we don't sell any except organic, right? We're never going to sell conventional essential oils. They're just not worth doing. So I would just put that plug in. Don't price shop essential oils. Look for organic.
Do you feel that it's okay to mix them together in a diffuser?
Oh, yeah. That's actually one of the fun parts of the game, you know, where you can kind of try out different blends. I mean, for a while there, I was just diffusing lemongrass. Lemongrass is one of my favorites as a room deodorizer or a body deodorizer. It's great on your, you know, skin or in your face. All kinds of different skin washes can be made out of lemongrass. But I'll say that lemongrass and lemon or tea tree and peppermint, there's all kinds of blends out there that are really fun and actually not only smell really nice, they can have physiological effects. You know, it can actually, blending eucalyptus and peppermint can kind of expand that bronchodilating effect. Not beyond eucalyptus alone, the peppermint kind of adds to it. And I find that the combination works better than the individual ones alone would otherwise. So I would try the blends. Not only do they smell amazing, I think you can actually get different health benefits from different blends.
Okay. A question just came in about the probiotics. It said, you know, my kids, I want them to have the probiotics, and I buy the shelf stable, and I just open the capsules and put it in their yogurt every morning with fruit. And I just wondered, is that okay? Because they're like 3 and 4, but they love the yogurt with fruit, and I figure, why not?
Yeah, absolutely, it's okay. It's actually really wonderful to be giving kids probiotics. You know, right now, the literature, all these studies, it's really going in the direction that younger is better. All these studies are pointing out that the more early intervention, that's what they call it, early intervention, the earlier interventions turn out to be better. It looks like from the studies, there's a big mosaic of research painting a picture that it appears that our entire immune system is being sort of built and imprinted in the first couple of years of your life, especially in the first months. And it looks like how your microbiome is developing or lack of development, that has a huge implication on all these things that are really profound years and years later, like your risk of blood sugar disorders or your risk of immune problems. I mean, it is shocking to look at the correlations of kids who get early antibiotics and their rates of blood sugar and obesity problems later in life, for example. I mean, there's now a bunch of these studies correlating that. And so I'll say that, yes, giving kids, you know, probiotic powder into their yogurt every morning is really wonderful. And I would expect a lot of beneficial changes, especially as they age and continue to seed their intestines and continue to shift their microbiomes toward the good guy strains. Because out there in the world, especially for kids, they're just bathed in sugar. I mean, I took my kids, I have three, and I took them on a little trip, and everywhere we go, every restaurant, it's like they have a kid's meal menu that's just all burgers and milkshakes and fries, and that's nowhere else in the world. You know, if you're in India or Japan or Australia, I don't think they have a kid's menu that's all refined sugar, mm-hmm. purely. I think it's really done a lot of damage to our kids' intestines. So giving them probiotics in a powder every day, whether it's in yogurt or cottage cheese or applesauce or in their smoothie, whatever, just get it into their intestines. This kind of replaces the ancient art of making cultured food. Unfortunately, most of us are simply not up to the task of making homemade, authentic fermented foods or cultured foods. And unfortunately, the store-bought versions today, the yogurt that you buy in the store, unless it's, you know, the truly homemade, authentic styles, it's usually very weak. It's very low in probiotics compared to homemade forms. And so by adding powdered into the yogurt, I would say they're kind of restoring almost more of a traditional yogurt product that would have had a lot more of those probiotic cells. So, yeah, good on them for that. Keep doing it.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend. I hope you have a great weekend, and you'll probably be on the road again before you know it. Have a great day, a great weekend. Enjoy your family, and I'll talk to you soon.
Boy, that was a fast show, Jeff. Thanks. That was quick. Thanks for having me again.
My pleasure. Be well. My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. They do go past with him, you know, and that's okay, as long as the information is great, and it always is. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I thank you all for taking the time to tune in on this Friday morning. Remember, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday, the best guest in the industry, and always relevant topics for today's world. The best of the best, every single show, because I want you to make sure you're making wise, healthy choices, and you're choosing from the companies that think about us first, the consumer, with quality products for our great health. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they make sure you're choosing correctly every day, too. They want you to have the best information from the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, all of it in a full-service environment. When you go to Stay Healthy, you'll see the difference. And you'll feel the difference because you're much more comfortable and you're going to walk out of there with great peace of mind and the best quality products and have that place you can go back to every time you start being concerned about your health or working with your health or trying to find out if you're still on course or updating yourself, because they've got the best, so it's easy to choose. It's really hard to make a mistake choosing products that stay healthy. Make sure to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles. They do rotate and change frequently, so stop by there as often as you can and read the articles and update yourself on some new relevant up-to-date topics. And print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Like them on Facebook, and that way you're in touch with them every single day. They make great posts. They post specials in the store and also up-to-date, important, pertinent information and relevant information. So make sure you give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. And you know, go in and check it out. Put yourself first for maybe the first time in a very, very long time, and you may find that you're better at everything you do, and you feel better, and you think clearer, and you are just a happier, more balanced person because you're finally taking care of yourself, you know, because a lot of us have forgot how to do that, or maybe we just never knew, or maybe we just never listened. But one way or another, it's time for all of us to start thinking about our health right now and getting as much good health as we possibly can, because we need to make sure that we're doing everything. We want to be able to be healthy. We want to be able to feel better than we have in a long time. And the best way to do that is to have the information. If you're tuning into the show for the first time, remember Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcasts, they're archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. If you go to the webpage, you just click on the archive icon, download the show on demand when you want to listen to it. And it's really convenient. I love technology that we can all stay in touch this way. Also, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Dr. Jeffrey Burke and click on the like button. Click on the thumbs up. Let's stay in touch. I'll answer your questions right on my page. And I also know that a lot of people like hearing other people's questions because it might be something they've been wondering about as well. So when you go to Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke and click on the like button. Let's stay in touch. Let's handle questions. Let's get good information. Let's help me grow the page so that we can all stay healthy together, all headed in a better, healthier, healthier direction. Let's call it that. Have a great weekend, everyone. Do something awesome, do something healthy, and do something just for you. Be well, and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.